For the second time in 4 months, an attempt to remove Pedro Castillo from office ends in failure. The president saying the impeachment trial was baseless.
Everyone knows that it does not contain a single element that sustains it. We only find words in the motion that have no corroboration. There is speculation, imaginary connections that don't support facts and the law.
In his brief defense, the president denied involvement in graft allegations, but his opponents say otherwise.
The corruption that many defend, Grant, his accomplices, millionaire bids, the prosecution says he has been involved in influence peddling.
Analysts say the 20-part impeachment motion was weak. The corruption allegations are still under investigation by prosecutors.
It has yet to be proven. There has been no evidence. We deserve respect.
The session was marked by interruptions and insults and was briefly suspended. Outside, hundreds of riot police stopped protesters from getting close. Castillo's supporters said he must be allowed to govern.
He was democratically elected and must be respected. It's a legitimate government. Those delinquents are trying to oust him.
Castillo's short 8-month-long government has been mired in controversy. A poll found 50% of Peruvians want him gone.
Castillo's the fifth president in the last 6 years. It's no wonder Peruvians are fed up with Peru's political class. Castillo has said he has made mistakes, but Peruvians are increasingly frustrated, and many say they don't want to wait for Castillo to correct his mistakes.
He's a delinquent. Castillo has no morals. He has lied. He doesn't run a good government. He is a shame.
The session lasted more than 8 hours, but the impeachment had lost steam before it started. Opponents were unable to get Castillo's allies to flip their votes. Now, Castillo says it's time to turn the page. But if not now, opponents say they will find a way to remove him from office. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.